It's called a circumpunct, and it's one of the most widely used symbols in history. What are you talking about? The dean asked, sounding skeptical. Langdon was stunned that a Mason was not more familiar with the spiritual importance of this symbol. Sir, the circumpunct has countless meanings. In ancient Egypt, it was the symbol for Ra, the sun god, and modern astronomy still uses it as the solar symbol. In Eastern philosophy, it represents the spiritual insight of the third eye, the divine rose, and the sign of illumination. The Kabbalists use it to symbolize the Keter, the highest Sefirot, and the most hidden of all hidden things. Early mystics called it the Eye of God, and it's the origin of the all-seeing eye on the Great Seal. The Pythagoreans used the circumpunct as the symbol of the Maneb, the divine truth, the Prisca Sapientia, the at-one-ment of mind and soul. And the enough! Dean Galloway was chuckling now. Professor, thank you. You are correct, of course. Langdon now realized he had just been played. He knew all that. The circumpunct, Galloway said, still smiling to himself, is essentially the symbol of the ancient mysteries. For this reason, I would suggest that its presence in this box is not mere coincidence. Legend holds that the secrets of this map are hidden in the smallest of details. Fine, Catherine said. But even if this symbol was inscribed there intentionally, it doesn't bring us any closer to deciphering the map, does it? You mentioned earlier that the wax seal you broke was embossed with Peter's ring?
That's correct.
And you said you have that ring with you?
I do.
Langdon reached into his pocket, found the ring, took it out of the plastic bag and placed it on the desk in front of the dean. Galloway picked up the ring and began feeling its surfaces. This unique ring was created at the same time as the Masonic pyramid, and traditionally, it is worn by the Mason in charge of protecting the pyramid. Tonight, when I felt the tiny circumpunct on the bottom of the stone box, I realized that the ring is, in fact, part of the symbolon.
It is?
I'm certain of it. Peter is my closest friend, and he wore this ring for many years. I am quite familiar with it.
He handed the ring to Langdon. See for yourself.
Langdon took the ring and examined it, running his fingers over the double-headed phoenix, the number 33, the words Ordo ab Cau, and also the words All is revealed at the 33rd degree. He felt nothing helpful. Then, as his fingers traced down around the outside of the band, he stopped short. Startled, he turned the ring over and eyed the very bottom of its band.
Did you find it? Galloway said.
I think so, yes, Langdon said. Catherine slid her chair closer.
What?
The degree sign on the band, Langdon said, showing her. It's so small that you don't really notice it with your eyes, but if you feel it, you can tell it's actually indented, like a tiny circular incision. The degree sign was centered on the bottom of the band, and admittedly looked to be the same size as the raised nubbin in the bottom of the cube.
Is it the same size?
Catherine moved closer still, sounding excited now.
There's one way to find out.
He took the ring and lowered it into the box, aligning the two tiny circles. As he pushed down, the raised circle on the box slid into the ring's opening, and there was a faint but decisive click. They all jumped. Langdon waited, but nothing happened.
What was that? The priest said.
Nothing, Catherine replied. The ring locked into place, but nothing else happened.
No great transformation?
Galloway looked puzzled. We're not done, Langdon realized, gazing down at the ring's embossed insignia, a double-headed phoenix and the number 33. All is revealed at the 33rd degree. His mind filled with thoughts of Pythagoras, sacred geometry, and angles. He wondered if perhaps degrees had a mathematical meaning. Slowly, heart beating faster now, he reached down and grasped the ring, which was affixed to the base of the cube. Then slowly he began turning the ring to the right. All is revealed at the 33rd degree. He turned the ring 10 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees. What happened next, Langdon never saw coming.
Chapter 85 Transformation.
Dean Galloway heard it happen, and so he didn't need to see it. Across the desk from him, Langdon and Catherine were dead silent, no doubt staring in mute astonishment at the stone cube, which had just transformed itself loudly before their very eyes. Galloway couldn't help but smile. He had anticipated the result, and although he still had no idea how this development would ultimately help them solve the riddle of the pyramid, he was enjoying the rare chance to teach a Harvard symbologist something about symbols.
"Professor," the dean said, "few people realize that the Masons venerate the shape of the cube, or ashlar as we call it, because it is a three-dimensional representation of another symbol, a much older two-dimensional symbol."
Galloway didn't need to ask if the professor recognized the ancient symbol now lying before them on the desk. It was one of the most famous symbols in the world. Robert Langdon's thoughts churned as he stared at the transformed box on the desk in front of him. I had no idea. Moments ago, he had reached into the stone box, grasped the Masonic ring, and gently turned it. As he rotated the ring through 33 degrees, the cube had suddenly changed before his eyes. The square panels that made up the sides of the box fell away from one another as their hidden hinges released. The box collapsed all at once, its side panels and lid falling outward, slapping loudly on the desk.
The cube becomes a cross, Langdon thought. Symbolic alchemy.
Catherine looked bewildered by the sight of the collapsed cube.
The Masonic pyramid relates to Christianity?
For a moment, Langdon had wondered the same thing. After all, the Christian crucifix was a respected symbol within the Masons, and certainly there were plenty of Christian Masons. However, Masons were also Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and those who had no name for their god. The presence of an exclusively Christian symbol seemed restrictive. Then the true meaning of this symbol had dawned on him.
It's not a crucifix, Langdon said, standing up now.
The cross with the circumpunct in the middle is a binary symbol. Two symbols fused to create one.
What are you saying?
Catherine's eyes followed him as he paced the room.
The cross, Langdon said, was not a Christian symbol until the 4th century. Long before that, it was used by the Egyptians to represent the intersection of two dimensions, the human and the celestial. As above, so below. It was a visual representation of the juncture where man and God become one.
Okay.
The circumpunct, Langdon said, we already know has many meanings. One of its most esoteric being the rose, the alchemical symbol for